from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, back from Texans training camp at the Methodist Training Center, day four. Texans going a little bit longer than they did, at least on Friday. Adam Spillane, John Lopez with you. Aaron Raybould is out here. Figgy Fig is back in the studio. And we'll switch gears. We'll come back to the Texans here in about 20 minutes. But let's switch gears to the Astros, who played a big series over the weekend in Seattle. First place was on the line. The Astros take 2 of 3, so they are now in first place, just over percentage points over the Mariners right now with a 3-game series coming up in Oakland. And John, the first two games, they were really good. Yeah. The two games were really well pitched. The bullpen was outstanding. The defense was very good. They got hits when they needed to against a really good Mariners staff. And then you go to yesterday, and Ronel Blanco gives up some runs early, which has kind of been a little bit of an issue
for him.
He's
done that a little bit.
Yeah, he'll give up a couple. You know, he gave up the two-run homer to Corey Seager early in the game last Sunday at Minute Maid Park, but then he doesn't give up anything else. So he doesn't let the game blow up on him, which matters. You know, you're not going to have your best stuff as a starting pitcher every single time out, especially when you are running up on you know, your career high for innings pitched. He comes out of the game, and where you saw some flaws with the Astros came after he left the game. Because with Brian Abreu, Ryan Pressly, and Josh Hader, all three were unavailable, having pitched the first two games. And you saw where the depth of the bullpen isn't quite where it needs to be if you're trying to get through a full 162-game season. Because Seth Martinez has had his moments, and his numbers have been pretty good this season, but he really struggles against left-handed hitters. So what happens? You bring him in to face righties, but ultimately you do have to have him face a lefty, and he gives up a 3-run homer to one.
Yeah. I was thinking of you actually watching this series all weekend because the Mariners cannot hit.
No.
And that has been your sort of, mantra, whatever you want to call it, regarding the Astros versus the Mariners, and they cannot. Then I was thinking about you when you're talking about the margins and what you really need is just arms. You need good arms, whether it's a starting pitcher and a relief pitcher. All of a sudden, yesterday, the Mariners released Todd France. Ty France. And I'm thinking that you had a really good opinion on that. Like, that is someone who could immediately come in if he clears and help the Astros. And that's another margins kind of move that the Astros could make.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second because I do want to just point out. Before the All-Star break, Joe Espada wanted to that last game against the Rangers.
Yeah.
Joe Espada did not want to use the Astros were trailing. It was like 2-1. They're trailing the Rangers, and Joe Espada did not want to use the big three. He did not want to use Abreu, Pressly, or Hader in that game if they were trailing, just because the workload has been so heavy.
Yeah.
And so he said, I need other guys. Mm-hmm. Like, we need other guys in that bullpen who can step up and get big outs. So in that game specifically with the Rangers, like, Taylor Scott has earned it. Like, yeah. Taylor Scott has been outstanding all season long, so he has earned the opportunities to be able to pitch in leverage situations if the Astros need it. But in that game against the Rangers, Rafael Montero gives up a two-run homer. Yesterday, Seth Martinez against the lefty gives up a three-run homer. Like, they need to find more guys that they can trust in those big spots, because you're not going to have Presley, Abreu, and Hader available some games. You are going to need more than three innings out of the bullpen, even in games when they are available. And so what made the 2022 team so good, so good, and maybe one of the best pitching staffs that we have seen in baseball really in the last 20 years, has been just how deep that bullpen was. And whoever Dusty Baker put out there was an above-average reliever, either against righties or against lefties. The Astros are lacking that right now. And as the trade deadline approaches, we're eight days away from the trade deadline, the Astros probably need to go out and be in the market for maybe not a high-leverage reliever, but somebody who can get big outs against both lefties and righties, who will be okay pitching the sixth inning or pitching the eighth inning in a game where a couple guys are down. That's what I think. That's one of the areas that they need to look at. They also need to look at, again, starting pitching. We've talked about that ad nauseum, just to give themselves a few more options if guys get hurt. Now, you brought up Ty France.
Yeah.
Where this really kicks in, Joe Espada loves to go to his bench, and he showed this on opening day. As soon as the opposing starting pitcher is out of the game,
he goes.
He is going to his bench to gain a platoon advantage. So what happens yesterday? You have John Singleton start the game at first base. Mariners go to the bullpen. They bring in the lefty to face Alvarez. Again, the lefty has to face Singleton.
Yeah.
The Astros pinch hit for Singleton because they don't want him facing a left-handed pitcher. So who do they have off the bench? Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
And he gives you, with the tying run at third base, he gives you a terrible at-bat, strikes out in four pitches, swings and misses three times, and that's the end of the threat. The Astros need to go get somebody off the bench, because you have a manager in Joe Espada who wants to use his bench, and his options just aren't good enough.
Yeah.
And so that's why I brought up Ty France. Because Ty France, while he has had a bad year, or a below average year, he's had a really bad last couple of months.
Yeah.
But right-handed, can play first base, and now you have that platoon with John Singleton at first base. Because the other thing that we've seen from the Astros, like, they were going with the platoon with Mauricio Dubon. Well, a game like yesterday, the Astros want Dubon playing left field, or they want him playing the outfield, because they'd rather have Singleton start against the lefty as opposed to Cabbage or Loperfido, so you don't have Dubon off the bench yesterday. Yeah. That's why you have to go to McCormick. So they need to give Espada better bench options, because right now they just aren't good enough.
Well, Dubon is the biggest reason, because you can use him as he's supposed to be used.
A buddy rabbit.
Put him anywhere. And then on the pitching, and you touched on it briefly, you said a guy that can pitch the sixth, the eighth if necessary. Like, even though they're relievers, the 7, 8, 9 guys on this team, the workload is going to take a toll. It doesn't matter how experienced you are, if you have a heavy workload, it's going to take a toll. And what is the whole concept here, the whole goal, is to get to the postseason and have these guys ready to go in these high leverage situations, in high impact games, high import games. So I agree. I think you do need to do that. And by the way, Ty France really wouldn't cost you anything.
He's on waivers right now.
It wouldn't cost you a damn thing.
It would basically cost them, I think, around $3 million for the rest of this season, which, I mean, listen, they're over the tax already, so at this point it doesn't really matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Brian Abreu, you know, I think this is interesting to point out. Brian Abreu faded in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was elite. He was unhittable in the playoffs in 2022. Well, Brian Abreu in the regular season in 2022 appeared in 55 games.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he was fresh going into the postseason. Last year, he appeared in 72 games. Again, he was spent by the time he got to the postseason. Brian Abreu is on pace to probably hit that 72-game mark.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, it's too big of a workload. That's why there needs to be another guy. Now, there are guys out there. Carlos Estevez, an all-star closer with the Angels, who's a free agent at the end of the season. He might cost you a little bit too much, but that's somebody that if you're Dana Brown, you have to make a call because, hey, at least he can get lefties, he can get righties. Like, he's fine either way. He can pitch in high leverage spots if the bullpen is a little thin one day. Again, he would be the best sixth inning man that you could ever ask for.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, but that's what you need. Because
and he can eat up innings in a pinch in other roles. Yeah.
So you're trying to save bullets for everybody. So
yeah.
You know, if there's a day where you only have to use three of your top four, then that's great. Like, that is the whole point of having a bunch of really good high leverage relievers is that they don't have that you don't need them all on the same day. So that's one area where they need to really focus on. And again, the fact that Gray Kessinger, who at all seems like a wonderful person, Gray Kessinger has basically, he doesn't have a hit all season. He does not play.
Yeah.
And yet the Astros have left him on the roster for basically the entire season. He was on the IL for a little bit, so they had Jacob Amaya, you know, take his roster spot for a couple of weeks. He didn't play either. So the fact that you are basically giving your manager a three-man bench when everybody else gets a four-man bench, it makes no sense. And this is where, to me, Dana Brown has fallen short all season long. Because you know, as a GM, and I'm sure they, like, Dusty Baker didn't really use the bench very much last year. Like, they would pinch it from Maldonado late in the game.
Yeah.
That would be about it. But you saw this on opening day, and I'm sure that Dana Brown had this conversation with Espada when they were going through the hiring process. He uses his bench. So when you see that, when you're a GM and you see that your manager wants to use his bench early and often,
to fit what the manager does.
Yes. And that is your job as a GM. It is your responsibility as the GM to give your manager a roster that he can use and that he can best utilize. And Dana Brown isn't doing that right now. Again, the fact that we've had this Gray Kessinger conversation the entire season.
Yeah.
And yet here we are. Nothing has changed. And if I'm telling you, if we get past, if a week from tomorrow, we are still talking about Gray Kessinger being on the roster, it is a huge, huge front office failure.
Well, and you're playing shorthand. Handed the rest of the way. I mean, yeah, that's just not any way to do business. The other thing yesterday that we have to mention is Yordan with hitting the cycle. And it's funny because I always think the cycle is like one of the coolest things in baseball, but it really is a fluke. I mean, obviously, it's not a fluke that these guys can hit. You know, they credit to them. But the fact that they all happen in one game at the same time, it's weird. I mean, do you put it up there like with a no-hitter? I don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't care about it.
I mean, it's just cool. It's just something that's cool and really cool.
Good for the numbers.
It's good for the numbers. Was the Mariners fan who caught his home run ball. You know, credit to them. They hate the Astros. Like, I don't think people here truly understand unless you've been to a game in Seattle. Like, Mariners fans hate the Astros. Like the way the Rangers do, the way the Yankees do. And I guess it's just because they've been a thorn in their side for so many times. But this fan posted something. It went viral and said, I just want to give him his home run ball back. Didn't ask for anything. I think he ended up signing a ball, though. But that was pretty cool for him to get that the final home run ball.
Yeah, and you don't see sluggers like that hit for the cycle because you need a triple in there.
Yeah.
And it's not like Yordan Alvarez is a triples machine by any stretch, and he was able to get one in the game yesterday. But again, the Astros come up short. But that's what they need. Like, they need him to carry this offense right now, especially when Kyle Tucker's out, and Kyle Tucker's doing a little bit more. But, I wasn't there in Seattle, but the reporters that were weren't like saying that he was like out there sprinting on the field, and that's basically the final step for him is that he needs to be able to do that. But when you're shorthanded the way that they are and you need some pop, like they need some guys to hit for some power because they don't have a lot of that right now, that is where Yordan Alvarez really needs to step up.
Got
to
carry
over
the team.
Next stretch. Yeah, and listen, they have been better offensively than I would have thought since Tucker has gotten hurt, but it's not going to last forever. Like, you can't count on these guys for the next few weeks. Like, you need the guys who make the money, who are hitting in the middle of the order. Like, you need those guys to step up, and at least Alvarez did yesterday. So that's big coming up. So three games with the A's, the final trip to the Coliseum for the Astros, which I'm sure will be very emotional, and then the Dodgers come in. I mean, you got to take home one of those stray cats that's just running around the Coliseum.
Exactly.
If you're the Astros. And then the Dodgers are in town over the weekend for what will be a very, very fun series.
Ohtani yesterday with a 473-foot blast.
And Paul Skeens will likely start against the Astros next week when the Pirates are in town.
How about that?
A big homestand coming up with the Dodgers, Pirates, and then Rays to round it out. All right, coming up next on In the Loop. We've been talking about the new kickoff rules forever, ever since the NFL announced them. We finally got to see it in action yesterday at training camp on Saturday. John Lopez will let you know what he thought of it next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.